Linda Middlesworth is going to share her empowering journey of triumphing over thyroid cancer with plant-based living. And she's also going to talk about the plant-based lifestyle in general and maybe some of the common myths and misconceptions that some people have and how it can be helpful to you. And then later on, she's going to be talking about such an easy recipe that she has for thumbprint cookies. And I'm really looking forward to hearing about that. And the recipe link will be in the show notes. And all the things that we're talking about today will be in the show notes because Linda's offering what's called Mindful Bites. It's an ebook, Unraveling Emotional Eating. And we're going to give, it's a complimentary ebook. We're going to be giving a link to that in the show notes as well. So stay tuned for that. So Linda, I'm just so excited that you're on the show with us. We're going to learn a lot about you today. And I wanted to ask Green Warrior, do you know of anyone in your life who is currently or maybe had been battling cancer at one time? So put that in the comments below. I would like to hear from you and know about that. And we have a game that we like to play, and we're going to try that first.
It's time for True or False on Be Green with Amy Live. Answer true or false to Amy's questions in the comments below, and Amy will ask our guest for the expert answer.
Okay, Green Warrior, try this one. True or false, the word vegan was coined in 1944 by Donald Lawson, who combined the first three letters of vegetarian with the last two letters. What do you think, Green Warriors? True or false? And they're going to type in their guess. And Linda, tell us what the answer is.
Of course, it's true. In 1944, by the way, that was the year I was born. So I think there's something to that. Donald Watson in England decided that there was so much harm done with eggs and dairy, he would remove the word vegetarian and make the word vegan out of it. And so, yes, the first two letters and the last, the first three letters and the last two, he combined to make the word vegan. But what's interesting about that word is that hardly even my vegan friends don't know the meaning of vegan. So if you don't mind, I'd like to explain that because yes. I was just talking to a group of about 70 people the other day in Modesto. And I asked that question, anybody know the definition of vegan? And everybody thought it was a diet. They thought vegan meant diet food. In fact, they thought it was horrible, restrictive diet food. And that's what they think of as the word vegan. It has nothing, nothing to do with food. In fact, it's the reason I am vegan. So Donald Watson put that word together because he didn't like the harm done to animals. And so the definition, the only definition, it doesn't say eat vegan food. It says do no harm and be kind to all beings, including animals and human animals, because we are animals too. It just means be kind and do no harm. That's the only meaning, nothing to do with food. Now, to do no harm, of course, you have to eat food that doesn't include animal products. So when people tell you, I could never be vegan, I hear this a lot, like daily. And so I say, the meaning of vegan means do no harm and be kind to all beings. So you tell me you could never do no harm and be kind to all beings. So when you put it that way, they go, I didn't mean that. I meant the food. I said, yes, the food can harm animals. So yeah, you would have to eat the food that doesn't harm animals, which is delicious and wonderful once you learn it. So I like explaining that. Thank you for letting me do that.
That was a beautiful explanation. And I think that there are a lot of people that are vegan and don't even know about the history of it. And so I think a lot of them were very interested to learn about that. And we even had some comments come in. I just wanted to see they were coming in so fast. So, Kira said, hi, Amy, Linda, and everyone. I'm so glad I caught this live stream. Greetings, Kira. I'm glad you are here. And we also have another one. Oh, Kira also said, yes, he founded the Vegan Society in England. Yes. And you're nodding your head because, of course, you knew that. Thank you for telling about this, Kira.
You're my hero.
Oh, yeah. Kira said, I went vegan in 2004 and have been following PCRM since then. PCRM is Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. And if you don't know about them, you should really check them out because they have a lot of very wonderful information and they do a lot of activities that help with this lifestyle and with veganism as well. So that was very good to know. Thank you for expounding upon that. Okay, so I have another true or false Green Warrior. Tell me what you think. True or false, Linda Middlesworth, who we are talking to today, was an overweight aerobic instructor who gained over 50 pounds as she aged. What do you think? This beautiful lady in front of us that at one time was an overweight aerobic instructor who gained over 50 pounds. What do you think, Green Warrior? Go ahead, Linda. Tell us about that. Is that true?
Oh, my goodness. At the time, I was 44 years old. That's a long time ago, half my life almost. And I was teaching at that time. I was a graphic designer, but my love was teaching aerobics. I had 25 classes per week. And I'm talking kickboxing, step, weight training. I was also a personal trainer. And I should have been fit. I was strong. I had muscles, but I had almost 55 pounds too much on me. And I told my then new neighbor, I moved next door to her, and I was complaining about, oh my gosh, I'm overweight by almost 55 pounds. I have cancer. I was just diagnosed with cancer. Thyroid cancer. And I couldn't believe it because I had high blood pressure. I had pre-diabetes and I was a mess. And I never was so unhappy in my life because I thought I'm doing everything right. I'm just eating a little chicken, a little fish, a lot of cheese and ice cream, of course, and yogurt. Yogurt's supposed to be good for you, right? And my neighbor said, oh, Linda, that'll all go away. Don't worry. I said, what? We were walking our dogs around the park. And she said, oh, yeah, just look up Dr. John McDougall. Well, I did. I never even met the man. I just looked up his current book at the time. I read the book and then I reread it. And then I read it again. And I said, oh, my God, I'm not going back for any more radiation on my thyroid. I had one radiation that made me so sick and I was absolutely miserable. So when I read that book and I saw in the book, he explained how this, I don't know, 20 something year old lady had had breast cancer and she had been radiated and chemotherapy for a year. And they said, you know, your cancer's still here, but we got to give your body a break. So we'll come back in the fall and do it again. Well, during the break, she found Dr. John McDougall. She jumped right into his starch-based plant eating, and she never went back for another chemo or radiation. She went from size 18 to size 4, and she never got her cancer back again. And so that did it. I just said, okay. And everybody in there was doing that, things like that. They were losing their heart disease, their diabetes, their high blood pressure. And I told my doctor, I'm not coming back. And he said, Linda, you have to either take that thyroid out or continue with your radiation and chemotherapy. Otherwise, you are going to die. And I said, I'm sorry. I'm not doing it anymore. Goodbye. I never went back. I jumped right in the McDougall program. Now, I didn't do it perfectly at first. I didn't eat oil, but I ate like all, at the first few years, I ate all the vegan junk food. I even had glasses of wine at night. I didn't know that wine caused cancer. I didn't know that. But anyway, I did lose half of my weight that I had already. So I was happy. But then I couldn't get the rest down. So then I went completely whole food plant starch-based diet, like he said. And boom, I lost all the weight and I've kept it off. And now at 80, I'm still teaching aerobics and personal training, and I love it. And I never felt so good in my life. I have the energy. I feel like I'm 25. Seriously, I feel like I'm 25. And people tell me that I act like I'm 25. So that's a good thing. Anyway, that's what happened. And all because my neighbor mentioned Dr. John McDougall. Yeah.
Isn't that something? And I mean, here you are. Of course, this is before the internet, right?
Yeah.
So we really went to, and we read books, and that's what we did. And but here you are. You had been diagnosed with thyroid cancer, and your doctor, they have now. I don't know if they had that term then, but it's called AMA, against medical advice, where a doctor would basically scold you if you refused his recommendations for treatments or medications or surgeries or whatever it is that he would recommend. And even these days, you have to sign some kind of a waiver if you're not going to go through with it, because they don't want to be held responsible. So that was pretty brave to find a book and say, I'm just going to take this book and not go with my doctor, because typically people are going to go with what the doctor says. So what was going through your mind?
I didn't even get a hold of him. I hadn't even met him yet.
Yeah.
And later on, he's featured me now in his shows because of what I did, but I didn't even know him yet. But here's another thing that happened to me. About a year earlier, I'd had a big golf ball sized lump removed from my breast. And that doctor, a different doctor, I said to him, why do I have that lump? I'm eating so healthy. And I'm an aerobic instructor. I don't get it. And he said, fortunately, it didn't have cancer yet. But he told me, Linda, what are you eating? I said, oh, chicken and fish and cheese and ice cream and yogurt. Those are my main things. And, you know, vegetables too. And he said, oh, your diet's fine. Don't worry about it. So I didn't worry about it. I kept on eating the same way because the doctor said it had nothing to do with my diet. So that was, I'd already had one doctor I believed. And I went with that doctor until I was diagnosed with cancer. And then I started looking around too. So after my neighbor told me about Dr. John McDougall, that is. So he saved my life. Had I not found him 36 years ago, I would not be here, Amy. But my doctor at the time said, you're going to die anyway of your heart disease over first before your cancer, because my heart disease was severe.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So
just to have one of those diagnoses would be terrifying.
Is there any chance we want to try showing my slideshow?
If you want to try it, we can do that.
And presentation.
Yeah, but you can try and
come back again. But
yeah,
okay. And I'm going to go to presents.
Yeah,
and slides.
Okay, and while we're doing that, Green Warriors, I wanted to know if you had a question for Linda, because we would love for you to ask that, put it in the comments, and we will bring that up to Linda in a little bit and ask her if you have a question, because she's got a lot of different things that she can talk to you about. She can talk to you about the cancer diagnosis that she had, but she can also talk to you about the weight loss that she experienced, and she can talk to you about food addiction. Because that's something that it never goes away. But if you learn the tips and tricks on how to deal with it, it can be something that you can live with and manage and still stay true to your goals. And she's got a lot of experience with that. I spoke with Linda and she had said that she actually had still now today, she has to use the different strategies that she's learned over the years to keep from overindulging in things. And you could even overindulge on healthy food, which you think is healthy, and you could still gain weight that way. And maybe some of you out there have had that experience where you had too much of something that's healthy. So we'll just see if that's something that you wanted to ask her about, because we'll be taking questions about that.
It might be a double again. Let's try it.
No, it's not a double.
Okay. Good. Yeah.
So,
okay, so it didn't work. So,
okay, but that's all right. You have a lovely voice and you're very descriptive. And L. Stevie 7 said, or I don't know if it's an I or an L because they both look the same, said, I've just found out I have thyroid nodules. I've been eating whole food plant-based for 4 months, and I don't want the nodules biopsied. I'm confident that my new way of eating will help. Did you want to comment on that, Linda?
Yes. I would like you to email me and let me know exactly what you are eating, just to make sure that you're on board the correct way. And let me know also if you have any cheat days, because that doesn't help you. But you're probably doing just fine. But why don't you email me at veganmentor@gmail.com, or just go to my website, Vegan Mentor, like this right here, and you can find me that way. But Stevie, you can just email me. I just want to check your food to make sure that you don't continue to have any nodules. Okay. Yeah.
I'm just getting choked up here because you're just so giving of yourself to so many different things in this world, so many different causes. And and here you are, you're just going to give your time to our Green Warrior and help. And it's so wonderful that you're doing that.
I have another really good story I like to talk about. It's in my slides.
Yeah.
It actually shows a before and after of a friend of mine. We became very good friends. What happens about 10 years ago, she came to my aerobics class. It was a weight training and cardio class. And she said to me, oh, she and her sister came together to my class. I had never met them before. And before class, the younger sister said, we're coming here, both of us, because we have over 100 pounds to lose each. And so we're going to want to lose weight. And right before class, I said to her, you know, Margie and Helen, you're not going to lose weight in my class. You will get stronger. You will get fitter. But you won't lose the weight. And they just about, a mouth open, they thought, what? And so they took the class, but she told me later she was really disturbed the whole class about what I said. And I told them to come up to me after class and I'll tell them a little more. Well, they ran up to me after class and I told them, unfortunately, I want you to come to my cardio and weight training, but it's all about the food. You must change the food if you want to take off all those extra pounds. So fortunately for me, they jumped right in. And her older sister had diabetes, and she had it for 27 years. And she was taking metformin. You know, they get more or less, but she was on metformin to control her diabetes, but very uncomfortable. Anyway, she was crying to her younger sister, I don't want to do plants only. That sounds awful. Well, the younger sister said, go to your doctor and tell your doctor what you're doing. And I was so afraid of that one because doctors aren't trained in nutrition. But anyway, she went to that doctor. I don't even know who he is. I should find out. But about 10 years ago, he said, plants? Oh, yeah, you do that. Go plants. He must have gone beyond his training to find out about a lifestyle. And so she stopped crying and she did the plants. Her sister was the cook, so they ate the plants, only starch-based whole food plants. And you know what? They both lost over 100 pounds. That's one. But here's what's really wonderful. The older sister lost her diabetes after 27 years of having it because her doctor, I guess he didn't know enough about it, didn't tell her to change her food. I don't think they're allowed to in many cases. They're supposed to give out meds and or surgery. They're not supposed to talk about lifestyle to your patients, even if that doctor knew something. In fact, my current doctor now is plant-based, oil-free, but he doesn't tell his patients. He's not allowed to. Yeah. Because I asked him, I've been with him about 5 years. Have you told anybody else? Have you told other doctors? No. And that didn't come out and tell me that he's not allowed to, but that's the problem. They're supposed to give out drugs and surgery. And So when they don't tell people how I found that doctor was kind of interesting. I had my vegan earrings on that say vegan. And mm-hmm. I had gone to him because my doctor wasn't available for the earache I had. So I went to him and he's looking in my ear and he goes, I am too. And I said, you're what? He goes, I am too. I said, you're what? And he said, oh, it says vegan on your earring. I said, you're a vegan? Oh my goodness. He works for Kaiser. And I said, he said, will you be my patient? I said, no, I'm working on my doctor right now. I'm trying to get him off fish. So I can't change over. He said, oh, please. I said, okay. So I went to, I want to have a vegan patient. And so I never got to take the fish out of my Japanese doctor I had at the time. So he might not be alive today. I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, so I stayed with this doctor, but he's still not allowed to talk about it and never talks about it with his other doctor friends. Wow. That's how it is, you know, with the medical community.
Yeah, I guess so, you know, because they have to match the ill with a pill and send the bill, right?
Bills, yep. Get their money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm so happy that all of you Green Warriors that are watching, you know what to do. And if you're stumbling upon this and you don't know what to do, you're going to find out what to do. And this is going to be life-changing for you and for the people that you love. So this is just going to be a wonderful learning experience for everyone. Absolutely. So
would you like to try
I don't see it there. So that's why
I mean, other one, this video I tried.
Yeah, slide. We can try to do the video. Yeah,
okay. Right. I'm going to try to do the oil one with Dr. McDougall.
Okay, sure. You can do that.
Yeah. Okay. Let me try it. I don't know if it'll work.
Okay. But. So she's good. Linda has a presentation that she wants to try to share. So she's going to try to do that while we're talking. So Green Warriors, do you have a question for Linda? She's very giving of her time. And if you know someone that has been diagnosed with cancer, or you have been, or someone that had it, this would be a great opportunity to speak to someone who not only had survived the thyroid cancer, but also did quite a bit of research and reading, and also has met quite a few people that have had issues like cancer and have been able to take care of it with diet and lifestyle. So, of course, we're not physicians and we're not making any medical recommendations. And if you do have, if you're struggling with this, and we always recommend that you seek your physician's advice and help. But this is just things that happen to work for people that we know, but that you still have to make your own decision when you're, as far as your health goes. So, I would also like to talk to you about Dr. John McDougall, and that is someone that Linda had talked about, and she's going to try to get her presentation up on the screen while I'm talking to you. So Dr. John McDougall is a plant-based doctor, and he also advised many people, but one of the other people that I know that he advised was Dr. Ruth Heydrich. And Dr. Ruth Heydrich is around the same age as Linda Middlesworth, and Dr. Ruth Heydrich had breast cancer, and he advised her with the diet. And Dr. Ruth Heydrich is a marathon runner. And she's been on the show a couple of times, and she's a book author. She's written many books. So there's a lot of people out there that you can see that have been positively affected by all of this and has really blossomed and really done very well with this lifestyle. So I would like to know, Green Warriors, how many of you that are watching right now have adopted a whole food plant-based lifestyle? So tell me in the comments if you have adopted the lifestyle, and also tell me if you haven't, if maybe you're just curious about it. And if you haven't adopted the lifestyle, you're curious, maybe you want to know something about it as far as what's the best way to do it, or something like that. So let me just see.
I'm afraid I'll be double. Yeah, I okay. am.
Yeah, you're double, so you'll have to remove yourself, and then we'll just go with it. Okay. Yeah. So we have, let's just see if we have a comment. Oh, yes, we have some comments. So thanks, Sid. Yes, I am WFPB, and that means whole food plant-based. Carrie said absolutely yes. And thanks, said life-changing. And L7, I don't know if it's an L or an I, Stevie said yes. So I'm so happy. Oh, Carrie said, I want to learn how to force other people into whole food plant-based. Well, I'm a lifestyle coach, Carrie. And I, of course, we'll let Linda chime in on this too. But as far as forcing, I've been doing this since 2012. And if I had a magic wand, that would work. But otherwise, there really isn't a way to force somebody to be plant-based. They have, it's just kind of like if you know somebody that's a cigarette smoker, or if they indulge in too much alcohol or other kinds of things, they have to want it for themselves. And no matter how bad we want it for them, and no matter how logical we make our cause and give them the advice and the research, if they don't have a why that makes them cry, they're probably not going to do it. Although I have found people who didn't have a why that made them cry, but they were logical type of people that just said, well, I read this, it all makes sense, so I guess I will just do it. Oh, Fix It Rick said, yes, Amy, I am plant-based. Your broadcast helped me keep me on the wagon, and your guests are so inspiring. Thank you, Fix It Rick. Yeah, so that's what it is. As far as I think that they say that if you're in an airplane and the oxygen masks drop down, they tell you, oh, and even on the pre-flight instructions, they tell you if the oxygen masks drop down, always put the oxygen mask on yourself first. So even if you had a young child, your instincts would say, put it on the child first. No, put it on you first so that you can be available to help the other people. So, and right, and that's exactly it, Stevie. Leading by example is the best teacher. And I have found this, that with people, some of my loved ones and friends that were not on board with this lifestyle, in the beginning, I was telling them, oh, you need to do this, and they didn't want to hear it anymore, which is one of the reasons why I did the broadcast, so that I could talk about it without having to make people feel that I wouldn't stop talking about it if they didn't want to hear about it. But I have also found that leading by example is something that, like Stevie said, sometimes it takes a few years and all of a sudden that person's on board. But another way of getting people on board is through the food. I don't see your screen, so we may not be able to. I was having a conversation with the Green Warriors about how, because Carrie wanted to know how, she said, I want to learn how to force other people into the whole food plant-based lifestyle. And I said, well, if I had the magic wand, I would do it. So we've been having a conversation about leading by example. And the other thing that I was about to talk about was how if you can make the food taste delicious, right, then you're going to get more people on board, you know. Sometimes especially with our people that are like me, you know, I could just open up a bag of steamed vegetables and eat it and be happy. But the newbies, they need more flavor than that. Right, Linda?
Can you see me?
Yeah, I can see and hear you. Yeah.
Okay, good. So did you have a question or?
Well, Carrie was saying that she wishes she could force other people into a whole food plant.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what our topic was about, how, and Stevie said leading by example is the best teacher, which, you know, that I agree that that's what it is. But also in having food that tastes really good, and I've had that experience, and you can expound upon it too, Linda, but I've had that experience where, because my hubby, Rick, he's a great cook, and we are SOS free, no sugar, oil, or salt. And he can make healthy, taste delicious that somebody would question, are you sure there's no salt in here? I'm sure there's no sugar in here, because that's how good it tastes. And we've had people that said, wow, if I could eat this way, I would eat this way every day. So it's just so what's your experience with that, Linda?
Well, first of all, people think they have to have oil because they're used to it. You know, we get trained from very young to eat oil. And what people don't understand about oil, there's no such thing as a healthy oil. Dr. McDougall explains how all of them are, even olive oil, coconut oil, they are even more harmful to the human heart and the body than meat. He will tell you that. It's inflammatory for cancer. It definitely gives you heart disease. What happens is the endothelial cells are destroyed. Those are the things that protect you. The endothelial is what protects your arteries. So when you just start destroying the endothelial by eating oil or saturated fat animal food, either one, what happens is your arteries start to close down because they're not protected anymore. Then you could have a heart attack or stroke. So you don't want that. And then, of course, oil causes obesity because it's 9 calories per gram. Chicken is 9 calories per gram. Coconut oil is 9 calories per gram. Beef is 9 calories per gram. In fact, 1 tablespoon of olive oil is worth 24 olives. Eat the olive, not the oil. Eat the coconut, not the oil. That is a processed, heated up food without fiber. So fiber is key to our optimal health and weight loss and keeping it off. So if you're adding even a little bit of oil, you're re-addicted to it, number one, and you're harming your health big time. So we need to learn to cook without oil. And there are several ways you can go about it the way I find it. You can go directly to my boss's page. Dr. Neil Bernard heads up the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. I'm a food for life coach for him in Sacramento, the only one in Sacramento. I can hardly keep up with the demand to teach my diabetes classes and my cancer classes. It is just amazing. People wanting to know how to prevent and reverse diabetes. I mean, reverse it, which I've done with my clients, and how to survive cancer. Now, not all cancers can be overcome. There are some rare cancers out there. It doesn't matter what you're eating, you still might die from them. But especially breast, ovarian, and prostate cancer comes from eating dairy. So if you don't want those three, you got to take out the dairy. But now people think their food won't taste good without the cheese or the sour cream or the oil. And a lot of even the vegan cheeses, by the way, come with oil. And I want to talk about something else about oil. You know those plant milks they sell in the store? Many of them are not as quite as harmful as dairy, but almost. Why? Because if you read the ingredients, like it says, oh, it's a lot of chemicals in there, number one, that are harmful for you, phosphates and sulfites and all kinds of things. But there's also things like vitamin A palmitate. It sounds like a vitamin, doesn't it? What it is palm oil. And palm oil hurts your heart big time and causes obesity too. So you got to watch which plant milk you buy. If you're going to buy one in the store and not make your own, then you go get Eden soy or West soy milk at Whole Foods. And please take those two. It's clean. There's not all the added chemicals and oils to it. Also, Trader Joe's has shelf-stable oat milk and I think even soy milk, which is good for you because it's just soy and water or oats and water. So you can make your own milk too. If you write to me, I'll tell you how. But anyway, it's really important that you watch everything you eat so it doesn't have the oils or the animal products in it. So you got to make it taste good still, right? Because if it doesn't taste good, you're not going to eat it. So you learn recipes. Now, I like my favorite recipes come from PCRM, Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, PCRM.org. Just go there. They have tons of recipes. My video wasn't working, so I can't show you how I make them. I have a demonstration on how to make 3 great recipes from PCRM. And but they're all on the website, so you can look there and just pick out the ones you'd like. They taste wonderful when you eat from there. And I also like Forks Over Knives. Forks Over Knives website has a lot of great recipes. Now, some of you still eat salt and sugar. I don't, but a lot of people do. And you know, I'm not that upset if you have a little bit of it. That's not going to harm you as badly as the oil will. So just make sure you take out all oil from everything. But if you're still in that brand new phase and you still need a little bit of salt and a little bit of sugar, although I recommend getting your sugar from dates or date syrup or, you know, raisins, something like that, like
dried fruit. Yeah,
fruit or dried fruits, then that would be a better source of your sweet tooth. In fact, I make a cookie, a 3-ingredient cookie, which kind of takes care of my sweet tooth, and it's not unhealthy for you. And all it is let's see, it's 5 cups of whole rolled oats with 4 or 5 mashed bananas. Make the ripe ones or even best, sweeter. And put those together, mash them up with your little masher. And then I just put my nonstick Silpat or parchment paper sheets down over my baking pan. And I take the cookie and make a little cookie about that big, smash it down, and put a little thumbprint there. And then I get Bio Nature Sugarless Jam. There are other brands too, but that's the one I have available. Bio Nature Sugarless Jam. And I put a little thumbprint of jam in there in each one. I like the blackberry one. And then I cook it at 375 for about 25, 30 minutes. And you have the most delicious little crunchy cookie that tastes so good. In fact, sometimes when I'm in a hurry, that's my breakfast. you know, bananas, oats, and fruit, yeah, which is okay for us. So I highly recommend that little recipe. I love it. I call it Linda's Thumbprint Cookies.
And we're going to have the recipe in the show notes for everybody, so that they didn't have to worry about copying down all the ingredients, even though there aren't very many. And I love that recipe, because oftentimes we might stumble across a recipe and there's so many ingredients and maybe we don't have them all. And then we have to, you know, get up the energy to do all that. And then they take a long time to prepare. So this sounds like if somebody never made a plant-based dessert, this would be a fun way to start and impress your friends who would say, oh, Thumbprint Cookies, I'll have one.
Another favorite is nice cream.
Oh, yes.
I mean, people really, they say, I miss my ice cream. I was a big ice cream eater, so I get it. Mm-hmm. And then I started for a while eating my friend's. She had a gelato ice cream, oil-free, just cashews. And I was eating a lot of that. But guess what? Mm-hmm. All those cashews form, it's like a processed food. I was gaining weight. Mm-hmm. Yes, I gained about 10 pounds. And I would eat like a carton every time. Sure. So I told her, I love your ice cream and it's really healthy, but it's too fattening for me. Yeah. So you have to do watch your nut intake and your avocado and your olives and all that, because you can gain weight on the healthy plant diet if you have too many high caloric dense food.
Yes, so it's all about the calorie density. Absolutely. People don't realize that, you know, even just an ounce of nuts, that's quite a few calories, and that would just fit in the small palm of your hand.
Yeah.
And that, you know, and that's not that big 5-pound bag from Costco or
whatever. Yeah.
So that people are just grazing on. If you found these nuts in nature, they even the ones that you see around Thanksgiving time, that you have to crack them open. That's not how you find them in nature. They have another shell around them before you get to that walnut to crack it open. So, and that's an even harder shell. So if you wanted to eat a bag of walnuts, you'd have to be working at it all day just to crack them all open if you were out in nature.
And that's so what that's Dr. Quite, Phil always says. In the old days, they would, you know, take the walnuts off the tree and everything, and then they would later crack them open and eat a little handful. And that's it. Now we have all these nut butters. And believe me, I used to be a huge nut butter. When I first started, I was eating peanut butter, almond butter daily on my whole wheat bread. And man, I packed on the pounds. I didn't take them off. So now I don't even eat bread because mm-hmm. it's a processed food too.
It is.
Now, if you're going to eat bread, you would pick pumpernickel or rye would be a better choice.
Or some kind of sprouted grain like the Ezekiel brand.
Yeah, but that's even higher caloric density
than
pumpernickel or rye.
Right.
But I would stay away from breads if you're trying to lose the weight. Mm-hmm. But going to Tammy Kramer's website, too, is so helpful to learn how to batch cook and how to eat SOS free, salt, oil, and sugar free. Tammy Kramer of Nutmeg Notebook is excellent. Mm-hmm. And I would buy any of Chef AJ's books because Chef AJ is a queen of SOS free and their delicious recipe. I make her highly caloric dense lasagna recipe when I have company. I can't make it for myself all the time because I would gain weight. But for company, I make her most delicious recipe. And also Rip Esselstyn has great books. I like his lasagna recipe too. So I recommend those are my first thoughts for it. And then Shada Soleimani has a cooking show all the time. And you want to go there because she makes everything SOS free. And delicious recipes. She makes granola. She makes all kinds of like sushi, you name it. So those are my favorites for eating a whole food plant, SOS free diet like I do. And so,
I'll give you a new favorite. It's BeGreenWithAmy.com because I am SOS free.
Absolutely. And
all the recipes on my website are free for anybody that they can just go ahead and go there. And you can get any recipe. And it's not just that they're sugar, oil, and salt free. They have flavor.
Yes.
If you eat this food, you're going to say, wait a minute, does that have salt in it? I don't know if I should have it. No, it doesn't have salt. You would not believe how flavorful it is. And I also have something where if you want to get 5 free recipes from me, you can go to my website, BeGreenWithAmy.com/join. I'll send you 5 free recipes. I'll send them to you too, Linda.
Okay, thank you.
And you can enjoy those. So see what you guys have learned, all these wonderful places that you can go for resources, and so much of it is free. And why? Why is all this free? Why did Linda just offer to talk to somebody that was worrying about the thyroid? It's because we know that this works and we know it's a healthy lifestyle and we want to help other people. And that's why we're here talking to you today. And that's why Linda's here. And that's why we offer the things that we do. Right, Linda?
Exactly. And I want to say something about compassion, if you don't mind,
sure.
Because it's all connected, you guys. Once I found out what happened to each animal to be on my plate, or secretions like the eggs and the dairy, I couldn't even do it for that reason. That came to be a number one reason for me. Now, I don't talk about it all the time because people don't want to know about it, but I'm vegan first, and then I'm a healthy eater second. I'm whole food, plant food, starch-based, SOS-free eater to keep my health the way it is all these years. And I highly recommend it. If you have heart disease, cancer, diabetes, anything, please write to me. I can help you with that. And then, but if you're into compassion, also write me for that because I do a lot of vigils and animal activism. I was arrested when I was 76. And I'm proud of that. I'm so proud of that. I was just holding a sign in factory farms and, the people who I was working with, they were putting a sign over the state capitol building saying not to eat animals. And so in factory farming. And so we all got arrested together. I'm so proud of that. I don't mind if I get arrested because it meant a lot of people found out about Why would she do that? But by the way, I'm the oldest one in every group of the animal rights group.
You're like, oh, I got locked up with Linda. Oh boy, this is going to be great.
But of course, when I was in jail, I had 19 people stuffed in my room.
They weren't all there for the same reason that you were there.
Yeah, but I taught everybody. No, not everybody was. I was
right. And they were that was what you call a captive audience, literally.
Yes. They couldn't move. But I also taught everybody how to do a proper squat. So we could all squat together with our, you know, butts back and knees over the ankles, inhale down, exhale lift. And so I was teaching everybody to squat so we didn't just stand there.
Yes. Yes.
That's so I thought my mom get some work done while I'm there, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But then the other thing I wanted to say is I'm a loudmouth. I've always been an extrovert. I've always been teaching, I don't know, for 40 years, aerobics and things like that. I do stand-up comedy now, which is really fun because I think we should have laughter. Yes. We need laughter because life is hard. The world is, you know, blowing up, it seems like. So having laughter and feeling good about yourself at the same time is the reason I can get up every morning and do what I want to do. I can't wait to do what I'm doing. So just, I find if everybody tries to remember that you have a purpose in life, that you want to get up in the morning like I do. I mean, I feel so good. And I got muscles. See, I see them.
Wait, let me give you, I have to do that again. We're going to give you a close-up. Show us your bicep, Linda. Wow.
Yeah.
See that?
See that?
We don't have to ask you where you get your protein, do we?
No. And I have, Jeff Palmer wants me to do the 80-year-old bodybuilding, but I don't know if I want to do that. But, you know, I just feel so good. I've never been so healthy. I lost my heart disease, my cancer, my obesity, my high blood pressure, everything. And I want that for everyone. And I love helping people. When I help people and they change their bodies, It is amazing. It is amazing to watch this happen. And all they have to do is change the food. You know, it's just a food thing. But if you make it taste good with Amy's recipes and things like that, it's easy to do because you don't miss all that other stuff once you taste it and you think, wow, I can do this. Yeah. It's not eating salad, guys. A lot of people, when they first hear about my diet, they think, oh, Linda, I eat salads all the time. You don't have to just eat salad. Mm-hmm. And you can make really yummy salads too. But on the other hand, you don't have to think of your whole life is eating a lettuce or something. You know, that isn't what our food is about. Our food tastes great. I can't wait to eat every day. And you know what's really cool? I don't have to worry about how much I eat. I happen to be, not everybody is, but I happen to be a volume eater. My plate is huge. And I stuff that baby down and it doesn't make me gain weight. I love it. And also, I eat about 12 to 15 potatoes per day, and that really keeps the weight off. Potatoes are 1% fat, and they fill you up. So with my clients, one little tip I give to people, if you're going to go out to a restaurant with friends, especially if they're not plant eaters.
Oh, I'm glad you're talking about that, because Kira said her main challenge is when she has to eat out, and it's very hard to find healthy, balanced vegan dishes. So what's your recommendation? Go ahead.
Well, first of all, if you know the restaurant ahead of time, call them and ask them if you can have an oil-free anything and see if they can make that for you. Sometimes they'll give you a raw salad. And I bring, oh, by the way, my little California balsamic samples. Thomas from California Balsamic.
We had him on the show a few times.
Yeah, he's fabulous. Little balsamic vinegar samples too, not just the big bottle, but the sample. Take it with you to the restaurant. You got your raw salad there. Shake that little balsamic on your salad. You're good to go. And then if your people next to you say, oh, why aren't you eating the pizza? It's so good. Here's what you say. Now, it depends on what you want your answer to be. If you want to talk more about food with them, you think they might be interested, you can say, I'm doing this for my health. Mm-hmm. I just can't eat that anymore. Thank you. But if you don't want to talk about it, if you just want to go on with your lunch and it's your business partners or whatever, you just say, you know, my doctor diagnosed me with high cholesterol, so I can't eat that. What are they going to say? Go ahead and eat it and get sick? No.
Yeah.
So they shut up about it. So, and then the other tip I have for people who are going out to lunch or to dinner, I tell them to just eat. If you don't have time, just put your potatoes in the car. Eat potatoes before you go. Fill yourself up on all the potatoes you want. I eat 5 or 6 potatoes when going out with non-vegans before going out. When I get there, I'm not hungry. I can just get the salad with my balsamic or ask for some steamed corn and some beans. You know, I get that and I'm fine. And they don't even notice because I'm still eating something. And so it's really nice if you fill up on potatoes first. It works every time. In fact, Margie, who lost over 100 pounds, she said, your tip about the potatoes made it for me, Linda, because I take my potatoes in her little bag every time she goes out, even.
And they don't have to be warm to be delicious.
No, just sort of lukewarm is fine, but not cold.
But I'm saying if some people think, oh, I have to heat it up in the microwave, otherwise it won't taste good.
No.
Even if it's just room temperature, it tastes just fine. Oh, yeah.
No, what I do is I heat them up in the microwave a little bit, and then I take them in the bag, and I carry them with me, and I eat them on the way to wherever I'm going. Mm-hmm. And that includes, by the way, you guys, the grocery store. Because as you're checking out in the grocery store, there's a little rack there with these chocolate peanut bars. And they are so tempting. But you know, if you're really stuffed already, the temptation isn't as great. So I highly recommend that you fill your face with those potatoes, especially.
You can batch cook them. You can just take a bunch of these potatoes. Sweet potatoes are great, but there's so many varieties. And you just put them on a baking tray and you either line it with a piece of parchment paper or a silicone mat. And then you just score it a little bit, roast them in the oven. I have a recipe for roasting potatoes on my website. And now you have all these potatoes. You keep them in your refrigerator. When they cool off, you can put them, well, some people like to use plastic Ziploc bags or other people like to use those silicone reusable bags and just put them in there and carry them with you and don't leave home without it.
Yeah, that's true. And then another easy way, don't be afraid of a microwave. Dr. Michael Greger says it's really a preferred way to cook things because it just heats the water and you don't lose any nutrients inside the vegetable. Mm-hmm. So I do a lot of chopping up my Yukon and sweet potatoes usually, and I chop them up in like quarters or something, and I put a plate over the top, a dinner plate on the bottom, potatoes, a dinner plate on top, microwavable one. And I put it in my microwave for, depending on how many potatoes, 10 to 15 minutes. They come out beautifully. I put them in my little carry bag and I eat those. And I eat about 10 to 15 of those potatoes per day because they fill me up. And as Dr. McDougall said, potato is one of those vegetables. A lot of people do not know this, so I'd like to say it. But a potato is one of those vegetables that has every nutrient in it that you need. Beans and rice don't have that, but a potato does. All you need is that and a B12 pill, and you could eat that the rest of your life and live forever happy. I'm not recommending it. I'm saying eating a lot of variety, but
meaning that you shouldn't fear the potato. It's the go withs that people put on potatoes that are not good.
Yeah.
Like the butter and the sour cream and things like that. But there's lots of toppings you could put on a potato that would be healthy and delicious.
Well, the one I make a lot is I cook up my Yukon Golds in the microwave or somewhere, or bake them, either way. But I like them in the microwave because they're not too brown then and just cooked. And I put them in my Vitamix and I add nutritional yeast to that. And I add apple cider vinegar, a little garlic and onion powder, and like a little handful of any nut you want, like cashews or even walnuts or something. Just a little handful, not a big bunch. And I throw it in the Unless you're losing weight, then leave the nuts out. It tastes pretty good without it.
Yeah, it does.
So I just mix that up in the microwave and add a little water or a little plant milk if you want it a little more runny and not too thick. And then that's like a wonderful cheese sauce I dip my potatoes in. It's so good. So easy and so good. I make a big batch, so I have some for several days. And it's fabulous. You know, just use that as a cheese sauce. And it's so simple. It's not hard.
Well, that is just wonderful.
Yeah.
You have shared so much with us today. And we're going to be doing our drawing next for this book giveaway from Dr. Akil Taylor called Open Heart. And then after that, stay tuned because Linda is going to tell us about how she's offering this complimentary ebook called Mindful Bites, Unraveling Emotional Eating, because we talked about that today too, about how we can try to have some strategies. And there's lots more strategies in this ebook. I'm going to tell you about how to get that. We're going to tell you about a lot more things that we have coming up too. So stay tuned because we have a lot of great things that we're going to show you. So let me just, we're going to bring up my, we have our wheel of names that we share, and that's going to be coming up here, and we're going to be spinning to see who is the winner of this book giveaway. So let's just see who we have. Okay, so hang on a second and we will get that spinning. So click like if you're excited to see who is going to win the book giveaway here. Okay, so let me just see if we can make that happen here. All right, here we go. That's better. All right, we're gonna spin the wheel. And here we go. Okay, and that was Donna C. And Donna C, congratulations. You are the lucky winner of Dr. Akil's book called Open Heart. And I'm glad that you entered that so that you could be a part of what we're doing today. And we're going to also talk now to Linda, and we want to talk to her about the ebook that you wanted to share. So can you talk to us more about that, Linda?
Yeah, I think it's really important because a lot of people, you know, they get anxious or depressed, or like me, I had my husband die 10 years ago. He wasn't supposed to do that. He fell off of a mountain in Glacier, Montana, or fell on a mountain. And we had been married 51 and a half years. And I had three children with him. And they were hiking with him at the time. So it was a very sad situation. And I also had my grandson die in 2018. So, you know, having those two horrible things happen, you could drive anyone to eat anything because you don't care about too much after that. Really, I just didn't want to get up in the morning for a while. But the good thing was I knew how to take care of myself already. And I knew that not taking care of myself by just falling into the depression and anxiety I had about living my life on my own and all that, it would be real easy to jump right back in. Now I know ways to stop myself from doing that because, well, meditation helps, that's one, but also to live with a purpose in your life, because my purpose in life was so strong by then that helped me just remain with my purpose. I couldn't just let it go. I knew it was there. I knew it could be with me always. And also, when you're about to eat something that you shouldn't be, stop for a minute and give yourself a break and talk to yourself about what are you really doing and what do you really want. And that really helps too, just to be quiet for a moment and think again about what you're picking up and why. Because if you pick it up and eat it, you're gone. You know, you just keep eating. Oh, I just ate that, so I'll eat this, and so I'll eat that. And then all of a sudden you are hooked again on all those horrible things that got you sick and fat in the first place. And I also try to remember back how I used to look and feel. Because we all want to look our best. Let's face it. Nobody wants to be overweight. Nobody wants to appear like you don't take care of yourself. Nobody wants to be sick. Nobody wants to spend their time in the hospital and getting more pills and all that. So in order to avoid that, you got to take care of yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we're going to have the link to that in the show notes so that everybody can see how they can go ahead and get that ebook. And I've already read it, and it really has some very great tips. It's an easy read. It's not a heavy read. So it just gives you those practical tips. Just get to the point, Linda, and she does. She just gets to the point, because that's what we're all busy and we just want to know, give me the answer. Don't give me the fluff. So it's a really great read, and I'm really very appreciative that you're sharing it with my Green Warriors today, because it's going to be very helpful to all of them. Thank you. I really want to thank you, Linda, for sharing your expertise and inspiring us all with your journey and culinary creations. And what is your final take-home message for our Green Warriors?
Please think of a couple of things. How you can take care of yourself to be your best person. Now, what can I do? Say to yourself, what can I do to help myself? Because you can't really help anybody else until you help yourself first. You know, I like to save animals, but if I was sick and in the hospital and couldn't go anywhere to save the animals, I couldn't do that. I like to be an example, you know, to people who even older or younger, either way. And I can't be an example if I'm fat and sick like I was. So I think it's real important that you know that you have to start. And a lot of people put it off. Well, my friends still eat this and they're fine. Or look, he's 102 and he's fine. And people have these excuses. So I think it's really important that we take those excuses and throw them in the trash. Because they're just excuses and they don't help you go forward. You have to make a decision. Sometimes I get clients in my vegan mentor business, because I do a coaching business. I have either a small group coaching or individual coaching. Either way, the next one starts tomorrow night for a month. And some of them won't make it. They sign up with me. They even pay me. And then a week later, oh, this is too hard for me. And anyway, my uncle eats this way and he's fine. So I'm not doing this anymore. It's too restrictive. And they didn't try very hard, though. They didn't try for more flavorful food. They just didn't get it. So I say, fine, you're not ready for me, but I'll still be here when you are ready. When you have heart disease or cancer or diabetes, like I did pre-diabetes, you might want to come back. And I do, by the way, have people come back a couple years later. I have one lady who came back 9 years later. She remembered in the back of her head what I said. So you never know when someone's going to click and get it, but you also don't know who will never get it. They'll just go on, do the standard American diet, get fat and sick, or just sick, not even fat, and be miserable. So I say, just, you got to start. You got to live your truth. You got to throw away the excuses. People always have excuses. They got to go. That's what I say.
Well, that's a great takeaway. Thank you for that, Linda. And Green Warrior, tell us what are you going to remember from today's talk with Linda? One of my takeaways is to have a purpose. I mean, I knew that it was important, but just hearing Linda talk about it and seeing all the things that she has done in her life. I talked to her about that in the beginning of before we came on air on the show, because you can live a long life, but that doesn't mean that you had a purpose. And she's had so many accomplishments And if you can find something where you can make a difference, and especially if you can make a difference in someone else's life, it's going to make a difference in yours too. And I really think it's a good reminder to have a purpose. I also wanted to thank Jess Tass Boyce. She did the promo. She did the voiceover. She's been so helpful in getting the word out about this program. And Jess Tass Boyce, will you please tell us who's coming up next?
Are you struggling with weight loss or are concerned about cancer risk? Discover the hidden link between these two issues. Learn how everyday products may be sabotaging your health goals. Take charge of your wellness journey. Tune in for essential insights and learn what's not in any Harvard medical textbook and what most doctors don't know. Join us as we learn from Peter Rogers, MD, Wednesday, March 13th, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Be Green with Amy Live.
I love that. Because I didn't talk about it, but I love that topic so much because yes. People who say, I'm okay, I'm a little overweight, or that I've even fat, please don't fat shame me, right? Mm-hmm. Well, here's the problem. And that doctor's going to talk about it, which is fantastic. When you're overweight, you produce excess estrogen. In men also, you know, when men have those man boobs, they're getting too much estrogen as well. So when you have overweight, that excess estrogen doesn't know where to go. So guess what? It changes your DNA into cancer. So yeah, that estrogen level is very, very important. Thank you for doing that.
Yes, Dr. Rogers is going to get on the microbiology road with us. He's going to really get into the weeds, but he'll also give us some practical information. And, you know, cancer cells, they give up and they decide to go into the wrong path. And all they need is to be mistreated in your body. And then they just say, okay, I give up. I'm going to go and become cancer and do my thing because it's too hard to live in this body that's being attacked by so many things. So it's very true. And I'm looking forward to hearing more about what he has to say.
Me too.
And I also wanted to thank you, Green Warrior, for joining us today. Let's continue to embrace the power of plant-based living for our health and well-being, for our planet, for the animals, for the human race. And please subscribe for more empowering discussions. And remember, every meal is a step toward a healthier and happier you. So just keep up the fantastic work. And together, let's continue to champion wellness in all aspects of our life. And thank you so much again, Linda. You have just been a wonderful, it's just been an honor, really, to have you here. And thank you, Green Warrior.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
Oh, well, thanks, Linda. And Green Warrior, as a special, I had told you a little bit earlier today on the broadcast, as a special gift to you, just go to my website and you can go to BeGreenWithAmy.com/join, which is up on top of the screen. And I will send you 5 free recipes that are easy to make and very delicious. And I think you're going to definitely enjoy that. Now, Linda was talking about how the world needs more positive things and love, and she's going to help me do this together. Linda, you and the Green Warriors out there, take your right hand and grab your left shoulder and take your left hand and grab your right shoulder. Now squeeze, because that's a hug from me to you, Green Warrior, and to you, Linda. And I hope that everybody else that's watching out there, take that hug and give yourself a hug, because we all need some more positivity and love.
And
yes. And if you would like to join me and Linda, she's going to say the last word of my tagline, but you guys can type in the whole tagline in the comments. Are you ready, Linda?
Yeah.
All right. Well, until I see all of you again, remember, be strong. Let's see, Linda's bicep. Be well and be
green.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Green Warriors. Thank you, everybody, for joining us today. Bye-bye.
Bye. Wonderful.
Now you can get 5 free whole food plant-based SOS-free recipes from Be Green with Amy. Just click on the link in the show notes and Amy will send you 5 free recipes, motivational quotes, and more so you can be strong, be well, and be green.
Bye.
Bye.